We are learning Shemiras HaLashon Shar HaTorah, Perek Hei, the paragraph which begins, V'isa B'medrash Rabbah Shir HaShirim. The topic in this Perek, Perek Hei, is not that of Perek Dalet, which discussed in Perek Dalet the importance of learning Torah, and the punishment that is there for people who are Mevatel Torah. Here in Perek Hei, we are discussing the Goydel HaChiyuv, the tremendous obligation, LaHachzik, to strengthen and to support financially. This is the parak which says, open up the checkbook, take out the wallet, and support the Torah. Now I want to say something. I want to say like this. We're all on the same page. We all have an obligation to support Torah. Why is it mentally that when we see something approaching us, and we know this person came from out of town, or he's a local, and he's coming to ask for a tzedakah for his institution, or unfortunately for their own personal needs, I think one of the reasons why a person, the Yetzer Hara, one of the ways he attacks the person is because he says to the person, maybe, could be, that it's not legitimate. Maybe it's not legitimate. Maybe it's not 100% legitimate. And I mean, the Svarim say like this also. It's not just me suggesting this. And I think the reason why the Yetzer Hara does that is because if we knew this in a serious situation, that when there are unfortunate people who come from Eretz Yisrael and they say that there are people who literally don't have food in their kitchen. Their refrigerators are empty, their pantries are empty. This is what we have unfortunate people coming to say sometimes. Or when people are coming to collect for whatever tzairich need it might be, America, Eretz Yisrael, yeshivas, whatever it might be. The Yetzer Hara tells the person, maybe it's not as bad as they're saying it. Because if it was as bad as they're saying it, how could a person not have the wherewithal and open up your wallet? Get, you have to give. If a person doesn't have, you open it up and you find it's empty. So what are you going to do? Give him the wallet? He wants what's in the wallet, not what the wallet is, right? So that's one of the ways the Yetzer Hara fights the person and tells him, you know what? Maybe it's not as legitimate as he really sounds. And I want to tell you something. Unfortunately, it's important to know that unfortunately there are situations where people are not as legitimate. There are situations, and I'm not here to defend or... These are facts, unfortunately. And I want to tell you something, what the Vilna Gaon says, what the Gros says. The Gros says, these people, and it's going to sound like an oxymoron, so bear with me. These people who are not always as legitimate, or they are not legitimate, they are saving us from Gehenna. Let's repeat that. The ones who are not legitimate are saving us from Gehenna. How does it make any sense? The ones who are not legitimate, save us from, it should be the ones who are legitimate are saving us from Gehenna. No. Explains the Gra that because there are this concept exists that there could be some people who are not so honest. That's why we have this mindset that I might not give sometimes. That's the only reason why a person, not the only reason, that's why a person won't give. If not for that Yetzer Hara, what excuse does a person have that he should not give tzedakah? The Torah says give tzedakah. If a person has the money, how could he not give it? You know why he's not giving it? Because he knows that this person, this mindset, this ability of not being legitimate does exist. So it enters into his Yetzer Hara, and then that's his excuse. We'll call it in Shemayim, where they say, when the prosecuting angels say, Hashem, these are your children. There's a mitzvah tzedakah. How could they not give? How could they not support Torah? How could they not support Yisraimen, orphans and widows? A chasen, a kala. So they know what the defending angel gets up and says. Because sometimes they support and they find out that there were unfortunately some bad situations that took place. So it's because of those insincere people who are saving us from Gehenna. How are they saving us from Gehenna? Because that's our excuse as to why sometimes we might not be giving tzedakah. If it's not clear, we can elaborate on it further. That's not our discussion right now. Let's see what he says right here in front of us. Paragraph, V'isa b'medrash rabba shir ashirim. The pasuk says as follows. In the shir ashirim, perik vav, pasuk et aleph. We all know that shir ashirim is the love, is the marshal between the love. It's not just the marshal. It's the marshal between the love of a man and a lady, between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his beloved Klal Yisrael. It's a reality. And the pasuk says, Alginas ego is yiradati. We, Klal Yisrael here, are compared to as a nut. Okay, might have different connotations sometimes, but we're compared to an egois. El ginois, ginas egois iradity. What does this mean? Omer Yeshua ben Levi. Yeshua ben Levi says as follows. Nimshulu Yisrael ke egois. Klal Yisrael compared to a nut. What does it mean? Mah egois hazeh nigzezes v'nichlefes u'l'tayivosa hi gezuzo. The nut, when it gets cut off, and then it grows back, the next one comes up. It's pruned for a positive purpose. Lama, why? She mischalefes kiseyar ukitzeparnayim. Because it's pruned like the hair, we get haircuts, like the fingernails, we cut our fingernails. She nigzozin, which are cut, v'nischalfin, and then new ones come afterwards. Kach, so too. Koma she Yisrael goizizin me amolon v'noisin la amele hatayra boilem azeh l'teivoson hem goizizin v'nechlofen lehem umar ben lehem oishe boilem azeh v'schar toiv loinam haba. What's one of the reasons why a person doesn't give the tzedakah? What's the one of the reasons why a person does not support the Torah? Because he figures if I'm giving something, I'm losing out. He's losing out. If I give someone $50, well, I have $50 less. Or I don't have $50. Is that not correct? If I give you this watch, I don't have it anymore. It's your watch now. And then I won't end the shir because that's what I look at. Okay? So the Midrash is telling us we are compared to a nut. Klal Yisrael are compared to a nut. Just like the nut, it's cut off. And a new one comes, so too, when the person gives to those who learn Torah and supports the Torah, he doesn't lose out. He gets back here in this world and in the world to come. And the Midrash is telling us, because we have to combat the Yetzer Hara that says, if you give, you lose. If you give the $100, you're losing out. The Chafetz Chaim is here telling us, that's incorrect. The Midrash says that's not true. The Midrash says when you give, you will get back here in this world and in the world to come. Don't worry, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking it's a ribbis. I only gave $50 and I get so much back reward. It's not ribbis. Don't worry about it. It's not ribbis. V'loyoid. Elo shenikra chaveiroi haloimeid al shemoi. The one who learns the Torah. The one who learns the Torah. That's called your Torah. It's called your Torah. If you support the Torah that you support, that's called Avram Gedalia's Torah. That's called Reuven's Torah. Yerachmiel's Torah. Whoever supports the Torah, we're all supporting the Torah. The Torah is your Torah. V'yesh lo chelek b'schad Torah say. And the person now has a chelek. He has a portion in this Torah. Okay, the Yitzhak B'Saita, as the Gemara discusses, in the case of Shimon Achi Azariah, and we'll see this later on in the next couple paragraphs, in the case of Shimon Achi Azariah, Shimon the brother of Azariah. I'm not going to elaborate on that now because we'll see it in the next two paragraphs. We all know of the famous Yisachar and Zvulun. Yisachar and Zvulun. Okay, Yedua Me'inan Shevet Yisachar and Zvulun. Kedisa B'Medrash Rabba Parashas Kedoshim. What does it say in Medrash Rabba Parashas Kedoshim? Rav Huno V'Rabbi Yirmiyah B'Omru B'Shem Rav Chiyah Bar Abba. Osid HaKadosh Baruch Hu La'as Etzel V'Chupais L'Balei Mitzvais Eitz L'Bnei Torah B'Gan Eden. In the future, and this is how a person has to make sure he lives his life. He lives in the present, but he looks to the future. Everybody wants to make a good investment. So a person has to look to the future. In the future, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make a shade, lasa tzel. And he'll build a chuppah, like a chuppah canopy, for those who support the Torah. Pirush, machziki ha-Torah. Let's be straightforward. What does it mean to support the Torah? It means to take out the checkbook and write the check. And this day is fine. It's not taking a checkbook. They have a click here, slide here, up, down, left, right. You know, it's with the fingers. It's on the screen. That's how it works. But say all the same, okay? So Hashem will make this shade, this canopy, the shelter for the supporters of the Torah. And what will He do with them? And He will place them right next to the Loimde HaTorah. Imagine a person comes into, I had a schus last year to be in the presence of the Gedolei Yisrael. I had the schus of being in Eretz Yisrael, of being shaking, of Einlein Steinman's hand, being right there. I used his Gemara while I was waiting in line. Got a picture of it also. Megillah, Daf Yates, I believe I was learning. Rav Yitzchak Tuvia Weiss. Other Rav Chaim Kinyevsky, I davened right next to him. I was zeichet to have some of the Siyam wine that he has after the Siyam. Had some of the wine also. Schus. Imagine you go to Eretz Yisrael. Quiet, no one knows about it. This was a whole big trip and everything. But imagine you go to Eretz Yisrael. And you go daven in the Letterman Shul in Bnei Brak. And then someone taps you on the shoulder. Says, would you like a seat? Says, yeah, of course, please. You know, says, come here. You'll sit next to Rav Chaim Kinyevsky. You'll daven next to him. And by the way, there's a Chassam Sofer that says that when the person davens next to tzaddikim, so your tefillas go up with his tefillas as well. Okay, put that aside for now. You look at him, and after he tapped him on the shoulder, you turn around, you think, like, did he mean to tap someone else? But he meant you. No, it says you. He says, your name is Yerachmiel? The Yisrael? Please come sit next to Rechaim. He's also Yisrael. I think. What, me? Who am I? Imagine a person sitting next to Rashi. Imagine a person saying, you know, okay, your seat, you know how they have some shuls they put on the name by the seat. Here's the Ramban. Here's the Rambam. And here's you. And then there's Rashi. And we go up and up the ladder. There's Ravina and Ravashi. And there's Abaye and Rava. And Hillel and Shammai. Not Beis Hillel, you know. Looking, are you Beis Hillel? You know, there's no person Beis Hillel, you know. No, there was a situation. I once heard a story. There was a ma'isa where, in Chaim Berlin, where I learned, so they referred to the Reshiva Zetzal, Reshiva of Zechut Zach of Racha, blessed memory, so on and so forth. So there's a newcomer to the yeshiva, and he saw the Rosh Yeshiva Shlita, it's many years ago I heard the story, walking up in the mountains in the summertime, walking from his house, his bungalow, to the Beis Medrash. And he was in his car. He said, can I offer the yeshiva that's all a lift? He said, can I offer the yeshiva, blessed memory, a lift? You know, so he put the wrong term to the, you know, this is the way you say over. But imagine the scene, the real scene. That you are literally sitting next to Moshe Rabbeinu. Imagine that. Who gets next to Moshe Rabbeinu? Who gets next to Yeshua? Avraham Avinu. What's the Chavetz Chaim? Let's be real now. What's the Chavetz Chaim saying here? The Chavetz Chaim is telling us that when the person supports the Torah, when he financially supports Torah, Hashem says, that's your Torah. So if he's sitting there, you're sitting right next to him. And that's what it means. He says further, in the same paragraph, Gimel Kroin. There are three psukim. Usually, shlosh psukim. One psuk in Kehelis, Ki Betzel HaChochma, Betzel HaKosef. This is the Medrash still. To sit in the shade, the shelter of the knowledge, is to sit in the shade of the wealth. That's wealth. That's called wealth. Beis, Pasuk, in Yeshaya, Ashri Enosh, fortune is the man, Yaseh Zois, who shall do this, Uven Odom Yachzik Bo. Praiseworthy is the man who does this, and people who support it. Does this, he supports the Torah. Vadein, and the third Pasuk is this one in Mishlei, in our Pasuk, which we quoted earlier. Of course, the most famous of all three psukim. I would venture to say this is one of the most famous psukim because they sing in many shuls and everybody hears it quoted all the time. Eitz chaim hi l'machazikim bo. That the Torah is the tree of life. Who is the tree of life? For those who support it. And we conclude today's share with this next paragraph. Shimon achi Azariah omer mishmoy. There's a Mishnah in Zvachim. There's a Mishnah in Zvachim, in the first parak of Zvachim, Mishnah Beis. And it quotes Shimon, the Mishnah says, Shimon, the brother of Azariah, said in his name. So the question is asked, V'haloi Shimon hoya gadol me'Azariah? Wasn't Shimon greater than Azariah? Ela al yedei shoya Azariah oisik b'prakmatia. What was Azariah's job? Azariah was the businessman. And he supported, he made sure Shimon was able to sit and learn. He made sure Shimon was able to pay his gas bill. I don't mean the house gas. I mean the gas in the car is sometimes more expensive than the house gas. He made sure to pay that Shimon could pay, put food in his mouth, pay the gas bill. The nice and befiv shall Shimon, he put it literally in the mouth of Shimon, his brother. The halacha is called by the name of Azariah, Shimon Achi Azariah, Amar Mishmoy. And he settled on the name of Azariah. Now, Azariah was the one who was working. But as the schus of Azariah, that's why Shimon was able to learn the Torah. To Kavasei, we know this further. In Dvarim, in Azinu, Lam Gimel Yuches, Velizvu and Omar, Smach zavulu mitzaysecha v'yisocha b'yalecha. Smach zavulun. Zavulun will be happy mitzaysecha when he goes out. Zavulun, he traveled by ship. He will be happy when he goes out to travel. Yisochar will be sitting in the tent. V'alo yisochar gadol mizavulun. Isn't yisochar greater than zavulun? He's learning Torah all the time. So why is zavulun mentioned first? Like we've been saying your whole day today, whole share now, because Yisachar is able to learn the Torah because Zvulun is going out to do work. In the schus that Zvulun is going to do work, that's why Yisachar is able to be supported in learning. That's why Zvulun comes first. And I will ask you a kasha, which the Chofetz Chaim will discuss. Mitzvah, maybe we'll get to it tomorrow. And the kasha is like this. When is a businessman happy? When he goes up, when he wakes up, when he goes out to work at 9 o'clock, he punches his card in. Is that when he's happy? Or at the end of the day, at 5 o'clock, when he just made the $1 million sale? If that's the case, if it's at the end of the day, which makes sense, why does it say over here, V'ismach zvulun b'tzeisecha? When is zvulun happy? When he goes out to work at 9 o'clock in the morning. Ah, zvulun so happy. Let him be happy at 5 o'clock when he comes home. And with this, I leave you. Have a nice day.